The United States has made public the long classified section of a congressional report on the 9/11 attacks. The 28 pages suggest the potential links existed between Saudi government officials and a number of the attackers. The release follows years of campaigning by a number of U.S. lawmakers and families of the victims who believe in the Saudi complicity.
The U.S. Congress has finally put out the last chapter of its report that was locked away in the basement of the Capitol Hill for more than 13 years. The declassified document, known as the 28 pages, is part of a 2002 congressional inquiry into the 9/11 attacks, and it sheds light on the Saudi government's possible involvement in the terror incident. The report indicates that Saudi officials may have had multiple contacts with some of the hijackers who carried out the coordinated attacks in the U.S. back in 2001 and killed nearly 3,000 people. 15 of the 19 attackers were Saudi nationals. Here is what the document says.
While in the United States, some of the September 11th hijackers were in contact with and received support or assistance from individuals who may be connected to the Saudi government.
It names individuals who helped the hijackers get apartments and open bank accounts in the U.S. They include a man suspected to be from the Saudi Interior Ministry, a Saudi embassy staffer, as well as a suspected Saudi intelligence operative who provided two hijackers in California with, quote, substantial assistance. The pages also identify another figure as Osama Basnan, who financially supported the hijackers with the money he received from Saudi Prince Bandar bin Sultan, the then ambassador to the United States. The relatives of 9/11 victims who seek to sue Saudi Arabia have welcomed the declassification, saying it confirms what they have long known. Several incumbent and former U.S. senators have also reacted happily to the release. Richard Blumenthal has said the document provides more than enough evidence to raise serious concerns. Former Senate Intelligence Chairman Bob Graham has said the released information reinforces the belief that the hijackers did not act alone and suggests a strong linkage between the terrorists and Saudi Arabia. The revelations come after years of political wrangling and are expected to heat up the debate about the role of senior members of the Saudi royal family in the terror attacks. There are also fears that legal action from the families of those killed or injured in the September 11th attacks could upset ties between the United States and its close Arab ally in the Middle East.